Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the entire world is welcoming a new sovereign, a new monarch, a new king. Yes, he is a king of England. That would be His Majesty Charles III. And within 24 hours of the Queen's death, which was just hours ago, there are a series of statements that must be performed under the provisions of the British Common Law, what is called the British Constitution. And Charles, like his mother before him, will make four traditional public statements as he enters his new role. Three of them are actually required by statute law, by law. We will get to that later this hour on the Michael Medved Show. There is also a series of stories that's come out here in the United States of prominent leftist politicians who are basically running down the country as an excuse for their own difficulties. In other words, it's not questioning leadership or left-wing policies or any aspect of your own personality or decision or point of view. It basically has to do with how awful the country is. And that was, to some extent, evident in a statement, a long interview given by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is the cover girl for Gentleman's Quarterly, GQ. And we will get to that in a moment. But also for a senior female in American politics, there is Hillary Clinton and what she said on The View yesterday with the ladies of The View, declaring a very important service to the country, which she believes was performed by Joe Biden. How? Where? Listen, this is clip four.
I think he did a very important service to the country in giving the speech that he gave, because too many people are not yet aware of how fragile our democracy is. And I'm not going to second guess the language he used, because there has been so much that has gone beyond anything I ever would have dreamed of, starting with January 6th, but so many threats of violence and you know, concerns that people are expressing about the country, you know, coming apart and all of that. So I think he did a real service, and I personally thought it was a strong and necessary speech, and I would not second guess any of the language. The final thing I would say is, you know, look, fascism is a very big word. I know that. But so is socialism, and the Republicans call every Democrat who wants people to have health care a socialist. So I think we do need to be careful with our language, but I think the problem is if you go through the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes, you see too many characteristics, unfortunately, on our Republican side.
Okay, first of all, there's a difference between the word fascist and the word socialist. The word socialist is employed by very prominent Democrats. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who we're going to be talking about, openly says she is a democratic socialist. There are organizations that speak for democratic socialists. Bernie Sanders is a self-described socialist. He's proud of it. Nobody has denied it. But there is no one, no members of Oath Keepers, no members of Proud Boys, no people from the Three Percenters or the Boogaloos or QAnon or any of them. They believe and say some stupid things. No one has ever called himself or herself a fascist. I have never heard it. It doesn't exist in America. And talking about the Republicans as semi-fascists is very, very different from talking about Democrats advancing socialist ideas when they describe them as socialist ideas and describe themselves as proud socialists. Not every Democrat, but certainly enough to be a significant portion of the Democratic Party today. And smart Democrats like James Carville, who once worked for Hillary Clinton's husband, that James Carville has said that it's part of what is ruining American politics, is that the wokeness, the desire to go out there as a radical on the left, not just somebody who's mainstream liberal, that is a very big factor in the country. I'll tell you what else is a factor, is that we used to say far more regularly than we do now, because it seems so much almost a lost cause, is that one of the most important things Americans can say, and it's part of what it means to be an American, is to say, I am not a victim. And you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, very glamorous picture of her on the cover of Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, and she's speaking to GQ. She said that concerning her running for president, which people keep talking about, quote, I live in a country that would never let that happen. She said, sometimes little girls will say, oh, I want to be president, or things like that. It's very difficult for me to talk about that because it provokes a lot of inner conflict, and that I never want to tell a little girl what she can't do. And I don't want to tell young people what is not possible. I've never been in the business of doing that. But then, according to the magazine, her speech slowed to a crawl. She broke eye contact and tears pooled in the corners of her eyes. The progressive New York congresswoman then said she believes two contradictory things at the same time. One is just the relentless belief that anything is possible, but at the same time, my experience here in Washington has given me a front row seat to see how deeply and unconsciously, as well as consciously, so many people in this country hate women. And they hate women of color. People ask me questions about the future, and realistically, I can't even tell you if I'm going to be alive in September. And that weighs very heavily on me. And it's not just the right wing, she says. Misogyny transcends political ideology. Left, right, center, this grip of patriarchy affects every one of us, not just women. Men, as I mentioned before, but also ideologically, there's an extraordinary lack of self-awareness in so many places. And so these are two very conflicting things. I admit to sometimes believing that I live in a country that would never let that happen. And then she says, could Obama have gotten elected without the kind of financial support that he had? What about the kind of financial support that she has? What about her tremendous success? She says that since arriving in Washington, D.C., Ms. Ocasio-Cortez said she has, quote, experienced a lot of targeting, diminishment from my party. And the pervasiveness of that diminishment, it was all-encompassing at times. I feel a little more steady on my own two feet now. But would I say that I have the power to shift the elected Federal Democratic Party? No. It was open hostility. Hostility to me, to my presence, to my very existence. Oh, please. I mean, she has gotten so much glowing publicity, so much attention for a relatively inexperienced congresswoman. And look, I understand she's good on camera. She is more glamorous than you usually associate with a member of Congress. But honest to goodness, to talk about her open hostility is just, she says, I feel like everyone treated me like a one-term member of Congress, and they worked to make me a one-term member of Congress. There was a very concerted effort from the Democratic side to unseat me. And I felt a shift after my primary election. And I felt it like after that election was the first time that more broadly the party started treating me like a member of Congress and not an accident. I don't think that self-pity is becoming, not for a prospective president, certainly, and not for a member of Congress. She has no real opposition in the election coming up in November. We will get back to the campaign and some campaign ads. The good, the bad, the crazy. Not from sources you'd necessarily expect. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, there is some good news for the Republican candidate for governor of Ohio. It's the incumbent governor, Mike DeWine, former U.S. Senator, former Attorney General in Ohio. He's been a mainstream Republican and relatively popular during his first term. President Trump just endorsed Governor DeWine, and Governor DeWine's running mate, Lieutenant Governor John Husted. They were both endorsed by President Trump. He had not endorsed them during the primary, where he endorsed other candidates. He, in many ways, a former Republican president, says the hotline endorsing the sitting Republican governor is far from shocking, but Trump did not back DeWine in his four-way GOP primary earlier this year, even though he endorsed author J.D. Vance in the Senate primary. And part of the reason that I think that there is this endorsement of DeWine is he's running against the mayor of Dayton, and apparently the recent polling has shown that the race is tightening up a little bit. It's not necessarily going to be a landslide for DeWine. He certainly should win. But given the fact that the race is very close with J.D. Vance versus Tim Ryan, Tim Ryan has gained ground in that race because he is one of the Democrats who has been courageous enough, or at least had enough temerity to go ahead and challenge Joe Biden on the student loan forgiveness. Another very close Senate race that may decide who actually controls the U.S. Senate is between a very outspoken, very liberal incumbent senator who won a special election. That's why he's up again so soon. Senator Raphael Warnock, who is a pastor, he holds the pulpit or held the pulpit before he was elected to the Senate. At Ebenezer Baptist Church, the same church that Martin Luther King was pastor in. So Senator Warnock is certainly out there on the left edge of the Democratic Party. And he's been running a tough campaign against Herschel Walker, who has been not entirely willing to debate with Raphael Warnock. But one of the things he has been doing, I think, well, has been going out with a new theme for his advertisements, which could very well pull this race out of the fire for potential Senator Walker. He, of course, best known for his tremendous record as a running back for Georgia and in the NFL. Here is his latest ad. It is called Bring Us Together, clip 7.
I do absolutely agree that it's racist. It is a redux of Jim Crow in a suit and tie.
America has a long history of systemic racism.
You ain't black.
America has a pre-existing condition. It's called racism.
Senator Warnock believes America is a bad country full of racist people. I believe we're a great country full of generous people. Warnock wants to divide us. I want to bring us together. I'm Herschel Walker. I approve this message.
Okay, basically, Warnock wants to divide us. I want to bring us together. That's a positive message and a winning message. Does that mean that I think Herschel Walker is likely to win? No, but it's going to be a close race. And again, Georgia, until very recently, has been such a reliable Republican state. I think that anyone who is ruling out Herschel Walker turning his campaign around is mistaken. There's another candidate against a very well-entrenched incumbent, much more entrenched than you have with Senator Warnock, Tiffany Smiley, who's been a guest on the show a couple of times. She is has a dramatic personal story. She is a nurse and an activist, and according to all the polling, she is running within striking distance of Patty Murray, who has held that position for six terms. This is a real chance for a Republican gain that could seal Senate control. Her latest ad shows her seated, looking straight at you, and in a sort of an empty room, but talking about some of the campaign that Patty Murray, the incumbent senator, longtime incumbent, has used against her. Listen.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Smiley. Patty Murray has spent millions to paint me as an extremist. I'm pro-life, but I oppose a federal abortion ban. She shows you this picture of me and Trump, but doesn't show you this one, or mention I was there fighting for veterans' health care. What's extreme? 30 years in the Senate and nothing to show for it. Patty Murray wants to scare you. I want to serve you. I'm Tiffany Smiley, and I approve this message.
And that's Tiffany Smiley, and a quick, short, effective message. Now, there's, I wish I knew more, frankly, about who is actually behind this ad, but it's an ad attacking the incumbent governor of Oklahoma, who's a strong Republican. And I don't know, it's paid for by a group called Conservative Voice America, or Voice of America. And I would guess that it might be, and I don't know this, so I am speculating here, and I could be entirely wrong. But it could be put forward not by conservatives, but by Democrats and liberals who have a tough time in Oklahoma, who are wanting to make conservatives look bad. But just listen to the attack on Governor Stitt, and from a truly undetermined source. Listen.
Governor Stitt's catch-and-release policies led to the largest mass release of felons in U.S. history. One felon released by Governor Stitt was Lawrence Anderson. Anderson brutally murdered his neighbor, then tried to feed her organs to his family. When his family refused, Anderson killed them too. Oklahomans deserve a governor who cracks down on violent criminals, not one who lets them go. Tell Governor Stitt, enough is enough.
Okay, it's as on paid for by Conservative Voice of America. Is it really? That is unclear. There's also a statement that came out by Christine Drazen, which is a very strong statement. She is the Republican nominee for governor of Oregon, but there's a terrific piece that actually appeared in the Wall Street Journal from a very respected national Republican in behalf of a law and order leader for Oregon who, no, won't approve of trying to murder your neighbor and then feed his organs or her organs to his family. I honestly don't know about that case. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. A statement said the Queen was a steadying presence in a world of constant change for decades. The Biden citing the Queen's unwavering commitment to duty and the imperishable power of her example. Her son Charles, a Prince of Wales, will assume the throne and will go by King Charles III. A public defender will represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Eliza Fletcher in Memphis. Cleotha Henderson was in court on Thursday. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the case because of a conflict of interest due to previous representations of Henderson in a prior kidnapping case. The White House says President Biden will be speaking at the Pentagon to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Larry Hogan, who was a two-term governor of Maryland, ran into term limits, so he couldn't run for re-election. He was very, very heavily favored to win re-election had he been able to do so. He's consistently been one of the most popular governors in the country. So what is he doing other than trying to serve out the remaining months of his terms with great distinction and energy and enthusiasm? He's actually going around the country campaigning for pro-law enforcement Republicans. He writes in the Wall Street Journal, "With even Democrats like Joe Biden now distancing themselves from the defund the police movement, it's time to put this far-left lunacy to rest. Nowhere in America is there a clearer opportunity for change than in, are you ready for it? Oregon, where Republican Christine Drazen is running for governor to move her state in a new pro-law enforcement direction. I'll be campaigning for her there this week." Oregon was one of the centers of the dangerous movement. In 2020, when riots broke out in Portland, city and state leaders seemed more concerned with blaming police than restoring order and holding violent rioters accountable. Instead of backing up law enforcement, Portland politicians passed reckless measures to defund it. The results have been predictable and tragic. Homicides surged 207% in less than 2 years. Compare this with Maryland. In 2015, I had been governor only 89 days when the worst violence in 47 years erupted in Baltimore. When then-Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake said she wanted to give the rioters space to destroy. Do you remember that? I remember that. And then Hogan says, "I made clear that approach was unacceptable. I declared a state of emergency and sent 1,000 additional police officers and 4,000 National Guardsmen to the city. We allowed a peaceful protest, but immediately stopped the violence. I walked the streets of Baltimore to lower the temperature and listen to concerns." In the summer of 2020, The success of our peace through strength approach was clear. While cities across the country were facing unrest, Baltimore was peaceful, and the community worked with the police to keep the city safe. While Portland was defunding police, I enacted a Refund the Police initiative, which invested $500 million in law enforcement. A breakdown of law and order only harms the most vulnerable among us, says Governor Hogan. While homelessness is out of control in Oregon, we've reduced it in Maryland by 24%. And then he concludes, few ideas have been more destructive to the U.S. in recent years than defund the police. With violent crime rising across America and police recruitment, retention, and morale at all-time lows, it's important that we begin reversing the damage by electing pro-law enforcement leaders. Other Republican gubernatorial candidates like Joe Lombardo in Nevada and Mark Ronchetti in New Mexico are running great campaigns focused on supporting law enforcement, but a vote for change in Oregon would be heard across all the country. I urge Oregonians to set their state and our nation on a new course by electing Christine Drazen. We hope she will join us on the show soon. She is a former Oregon House Republican leader, and she is the Republican nominee for governor. She has also made a very strong statement for the Oregonian, which was just featured, showing how she wants to approach possibility, very real possibility, that she would take over from in a state that has been dominated by one-party Democratic rule, like the state of Washington, for much too long. She writes, I am an Oregonian and my life is an Oregon story. Originally from Klamath Falls, I was raised during a time of job losses in the natural resource industry, which affected not only our family but our entire community. These struggles gave me the gift of compassion for anyone facing a tough time and a sense of responsibility to make things better. Even then, it was hard to miss the connection between the hardships facing too many families in our area and the politicians who left people behind, too often making things worse, not better. It's been years and miles since those days, but once again, far too many Oregonians are being left behind. Families are less stable. Streets are less safe, and opportunities have been dimmed by politicians who have pushed to exercise power instead of serving Oregonians. Put simply, they have made things worse, not better. The Oregon we know and love is hurting. It doesn't have to be this way. I'm running for governor because I want to improve the lives of Oregon families across our state. And then she goes into some of her policy prescriptions, which are strong and conservative and practical, and practical in the sense of being even imaginable. You could get this stuff done. And that's encouraging, because if you've got an open race in Oregon, and we had Betsy Johnson, who's the independent candidate, former Democrat, former senator, who was a Democrat in the state, who's running as an independent, there's a real chance that that Christine Drazen, the Republican, or even an independent and more conservative candidate like Betsy Johnson could actually win and change the state and make a very big impact on national politics. Speaking of impact on national politics, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, National Institute of Health, talked about some of the advantages if you have received your vaccines. Those are the vaccines already available, and plus the new vaccines coming out. This is number three, Dr. Walensky.
Here's what we do know. The data have shown time and time again. Data from earlier this summer have demonstrated if you've received your vaccines, you're 14 times less likely to die of COVID-19. If you receive that second shot, you are 4 times less likely to die of COVID-19 compared to one that just received a single booster. So our data have been really crystal clear about the importance of getting vaccinations. And we will continue to send that message.
And again, particularly with the new vaccines that are going to be available everywhere and that are specially adjusted or calibrated to not only help you and strengthen the vaccines you've received previously, but to address some of the special dangers with the Omicron variant and its various spin-offs that have been so deeply contagious. Look, all of this goes to the point that we are in a much better place in the pandemic. Some people say we are close to having achieved herd immunity. But the idea that there are still literally millions of people who haven't done the most they can do to protect themselves, that remains a very serious challenge. There's also coming up, there's been so much conversation about the idea of the special master and how things are going to proceed and what is going to be done about getting back the papers that apparently seem to have disappeared. Is this really going to be an issue in American politics in 2022 and 2024? There's actually some very strong statements by the former Attorney General, who I greatly admire, Bill Barr. We will get to those and how it could be that you actually have, after 4 years, that a voter-approved law to demand annual background checks for owners of pistols and semi-automatic rifles right here in Washington State that has no direct plans for actually being brought into force. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Medved Show, Bill Barr, who you may remember was a tremendous addition to the Trump administration after Jeff Sessions was basically fired by President Trump because President Trump believed he had mishandled the Russia investigation, the Mueller investigation, and the rest of it, by recusing himself. But that's an old story about Jeff Sessions, who then proceeded to lose his attempt to regain his Senate seat in Alabama. Bill Barr came on, having served for the previous President Bush as actually the first President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, came on as Attorney General and immediately helped President Trump move beyond the Russia investigation, the Mueller investigation, and he is now talking, I think, very candidly, and his message is very important, and his loyalty to the Republican Party and his loyalty to President Trump is not really in question, I don't think. And Bill Barr, who's been a guest on this show, was on Fox News, and he was talking about what I consider to be the biggest question in this whole dispute about the search of Mar-a-Lago and the search warrant and the papers the president took that were classified and the other papers they took weren't classified and the ones that he returned, this entire confusing issue. There is one key question, which is, why did the president attach so much importance to keeping these papers? What do you want to do with them? I mean, they're papers, and certainly papers that are classified he has no right to expose. Was he planning to sell them? Or was he planning to just get a nostalgic rush by looking at them for some years after he left the White House? The idea about keeping government documents, that's what Bill Barr addressed on Fox News. Listen to clip five.
Let's look at the different categories of documents. Attorney-client privilege documents. Everyone agrees that those should be returned to the president. It wasn't necessarily bad to pick them up because you don't go into someone's house and look document by document. You take what you think is going to be responsive, and then you sort it out through a taint team. No one disputes that that goes back, okay? The classified stuff are government documents, and they go to the government. There is no scenario legally under which the president gets to keep the government documents, whether it's classified or unclassified. If it deals with government stuff and it's government, it goes back to the government.
I grant you that based on.
So the only other thing, the only things would be, you know, personal items and clearly personal stuff. The reason that was included to be seized, the issue here is not who ends up with it. The question is, could they have seized it? They could seize it, and they can keep it if it's evidence of the way the documents, the classified documents and the government documents were stored. So if you find very sensitive documents in Trump's desk along with his passports, that ties Trump to those documents.
Okay, and there's more. And it has to do with why Bill Barr, among others, is not someone who is wildly enthusiastic about the special master that is going to be appointed and assigned to this case. Listen, this is clip six.
I think, you know, as I said all along, there are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which that they could indict somebody on, including him? And I, that's the first question. And I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. But I think at the end of the day, there's another question is, do you indict a former president? What will that do to the country? What kind of precedent will that set? Will the people really understand that this is not, you know, failing to return a library book, that this was serious? And so you have to worry about those things. And I hope that those kinds of factors will incline the administration not to indict him, because I don't want to see him indicted as a former president. But I also think they'll be under a lot of pressure to indict him, because, you know, one question is, look, if anyone else would have gotten indicted, why not indict him?
Okay, and the answer to this is really a great deal that is up to President Trump, because one of the things that I think could stave off an indictment would be an energetic effort to explain the confusion regarding all of this, and to rather than basically accusing the Justice Department and the FBI of a Nazi-like Gestapo-like assault on his home, basically recognizing that they were trying to clear up a mess that had been going on and been negotiated between the Justice Department and Trump's attorneys, who did a terrible job on this whole thing, without any explanation of what the president's really what his motivation was with all of these papers. Quickly, we got an email from Scott in Seattle, who says, might making 4 years of college free solve the problem? yes, but how do you make 4 years of college free? This is like the idea that you just snap your fingers and you have all the debt forgiven. You have all the tuition forgiven. Somebody has to pay for it. And the idea, right now, we have more people who want to attend 4-year colleges and universities, in many cases, than can get in. And again, there are leading colleges and universities where what you have is you have people applying, and 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 5 are actually accepted. And the idea of making that free, it would mean you even have more ridiculously competitive admissions. I'm not sure that the problem is just paying for college. The problem is, as Jason Riley was saying at the beginning of this show, that right now we have a problem of too many people going to college who are not doing well there, not completing their college work, and actually wasting a great deal of money. Now, maybe it's less damaging if they waste somebody else's money, except that would mean that there would be more people even who would be inclined to waste it. Speaking of money and investing, the biggest movie that was released last week was called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. No, this is not a faith-based film. This is a faith-based scandal on screen. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown are both electrifying as a charismatic couple who have built a flourishing megachurch in Atlanta that is all but ruined by a devastating sex scandal in the biting new comedy Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, now playing in theaters and streaming on Peacock.
Pastor Lee Curtis Childs faces allegations of misconduct.
We're going to get to the end of that. I just don't see how that's possible.
Well, nearly anything is possible with performances as strong as those by the two leads. But the plotline, as they spend the entire film trying to contrive a glitzy comeback, lacks both energy and cohesion, moving back and forth between private moments and a staged documentary that's supposed to be part of their comeback. There are some real laughs and abundant sympathy, especially for Regina Hall's character, known as the First Lady. Rated R for harsh language and sex references. 2.5 stars for Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. This is one of those movies that makes me want to go in there and rewrite the script. Because one of the things that would have been fun was, remember Spinal Tap? Spinal Tap is a hilarious and wonderful movie, and if you haven't seen it, everyone can enjoy it. But it's a mockumentary. There are no scenes in privacy. It's all comprised of a what is supposed to be a documentary film that's being put together. And this film started like that. And I thought it was promising because, look, there have been some pretty juicy church scandals. But then it cuts in between the scenes of the mockumentary and then private scenes where they're talking about reacting to what the filmmaker is doing. And there's no, in other words, you don't know whether you're an all-seeing audience or whether you are part of the people who are looking at this failed documentary. And I think that's a serious weakness in a film that does appear to go on too long, despite the wonderful performances. Okay, next time on the Medved Show, there's a new survey that talks about a new group which is suddenly the most enthusiastic group about voting. And no, it is not pro-choice women. Also, the joys of partisanship. We don't have too much partisanship in America. We have too little. So says liberal columnist E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post. He'll be joining us. We'll also be joined by Christian filmmaker Kirk Cameron, who has a new film about the joys and the glories of adoption in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.